Welcome to your five for today. If I ask you to list the times that people did wrong to you, it might be quite a long list. Some people are really good at putting things like that out of their mind and carrying on with life, but others are not. When people do wrong to us, it's natural to want to get our own back. You see this right from a young age. A toddler might snatch a toy, and immediately the other toddler will try and get it back. And it doesn't really change as we mature. You will hear people say things like, "Don't get angry, get even." God calls Christians to act differently from this natural way, and to act in a spiritual way. Towards the end of Romans 12, Paul is writing under the guidance of the Spirit of God, and he's talking about how Christians should behave. When a true Christian reads verse 9, they will feel the challenge that it brings. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. A believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit within, will know when they are wrong, and they will know when they're pleasing to our Lord. We can't truly call him our Lord and continue to disobey the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Although it's natural to want to get our own back when people do us wrong, Christians are changed. They belong to God. As the righteous judge, he and he alone will ultimately judge. And we are encouraged in Romans 12 and verse 9 to not repay evil for evil. This is a difficult thing to put into action. Where did Christians get the encouragement to do this? Where do they find their perfect example? In Romans chapter 5, we're reminded that we were enemies of God. Our sin was abhorrent to him. We were rebelling against him. It's possible, of course, that you're reading this and you're not a Christian. You've never experienced the turning from your sin and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. If this is the case, then you are still in your sins, and you need, as a matter of urgency, to take the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. What peace you will know when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and know the promise of God, you will be saved. Yet every human being has been rebellious and sinned against God. How did he react? We are told in this very same chapter that we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. If you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, then this is true for you. The more we contemplate this, the greater it is. A righteous God looked at us rebellious sinners and was so moved by his perfect, unconditional agape love that he gave the greatest gift that he had, his perfect Son, Jesus Christ. We don't deserve anything from God but his wrath, yet he's chosen to pour out upon us his great love. No wonder Christians say we love him. No wonder Christians want to worship him. No wonder Christians want to live for him. As we face the challenges of God's word, the Bible, and consider his perfect example, we must accept the challenge from God and reflect our Saviour in our lives when we live as Christians believing in him.